Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Switching gears now, from the amorality of open market economics to a virtual icon of ethical living, the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama will return to Boston on Sunday, and he kicks off a three-day trip sponsored by the Dalai Lama Center for Ethics and Transformative Values at MIT. It's a center that he co-founded back in 2009. And joining us now from Cambridge is the Venerable Tenzin Priyadarshi, the founding director of the center. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you. So this is not the first visit that the Dalai Lama will make to the greater Boston area this time, but I imagine anticipation is as high as ever. What is the fundamental nature that of the visit that brings him back to our area?
Well, this is the third anniversary of the center that he co-founded in 2009, and he will be speaking on his vision of how to create a secular society beyond religion.
And I understand that he will also be in panel discussions on Sunday regarding the global environment, economics, ethical, yes, and governmental issues as well. So no shortage of areas in which his teaching and thinking can currently be applied.
Sure, sure. I mean, the Dalai Lama is, although he humbly defines himself as a simple Buddhist monk, he is a global icon, and his thoughts permeate all disciplines. And we are very excited about the Global Systems 2.0. It's an interdisciplinary conversation ranging from ethics, economy, environment, peace, diminishing resources. And we have an array of wonderful thinkers, policymakers speaking at this panel with His Holiness.
Hmm. So you're the co-founder of the Center for Ethics and Transformative Values at MIT. And, we just had this long and fascinating conversation with Michael Sandel about market thinking and how that seems, in American life at least, to have permeated much of how we live. I guess that just makes me wonder, do you see evidence that, just this constant thought and thinking about how to be more ethical can actually, be a force against that?
Yes, I do believe in that. I do believe that we need to train in ethics. I do believe that we don't have enough framework, at least in secular society, to even reflect on the ideas of ethical living, meaningful life, a happy life. These kinds of questions only come into people's life or individuals' life when they hit a crisis moment like 2000 financial crisis or individual life crisis. So I do believe that we are creatures of habit, and we do better, we perform better when we train in a particular discipline. Ethics should not be an exception.
Tenzin Priyadarshi is the founding director of the Center for Ethics and Transformative Values at MIT, where they are preparing for the arrival of the Dalai Lama to the greater Boston area this weekend. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.